Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome into another edition of the Gig'em 24/7 Sports Podcast. I am Andrew Hattersley, joined by Carter Carls. Thanks for everyone for being here for another edition of the Gig'em 24/7 Sports Podcast. Here to preview A&M and Mississippi State on Saturday evening, a night game at Kyle Field, which, you know, there's been quite a bit of excitement about this week. Talking to some recruits, they've talked about being able to get back for a night game at Kyle Field, and they are certainly going to have a strong visitor list there. You can check that out over at Gig'em 24/7. But we're gonna talk a little bit about this game because it's a big one for both sides. Carter, first thing that kind of jumps out to me about this game is the question marks at the quarterback position. I think that's the natural place to start on both sides. Obviously, Max Johnson, there's been questions this week, and Jimbo has answered it, but answered it, I think, in a very crafty way to not really give away what the plan is at quarterback. But Jalen Henderson, certainly a guy that A&M fans might want to familiarize themselves with. Where do you kind of see, just starting there, with this A&M quarterback situation?
Yeah, unpredictable is right. Listening to Jimbo all week, you just, at this point, you can't really trust it. I'm not trying to be mean, but there have been many times where he's said, oh, someone's available, or oh, someone's hurt, and then the opposite kind of happens. So what he says, we can't really we have to kind of take it with a grain of salt. But what I kind of expect is, barring a surprise in pregame warmups, I think Jalen Henderson will be the quarterback who plays in this game. Now, there's always a chance with Max Johnson, how tough the kid is. You know, he's got a rib injury that he's played through. We've seen it before. Maybe he takes a shot during pregame and feels good. It's just one of those days where he wakes up and feels better than the other days. Maybe he plays. But right now, I think more likely than not, it's going to be Jalen Henderson, who has very limited experience in college. He's played 5 games at Fresno State. He was in a 5-man quarterback competition in the spring there before transferring to A&M. In sort of that May portal period. So, yeah, a lot of uncertainty there, though, just having not seen him play much. And then on the other side with Mississippi State, it could be 3 different guys at quarterback for him. Will Rogers, obviously, coming back from an injury, still not back yet. I think he's missed every game since the Western Michigan game when he hurt, I think it was his left shoulder. And then you have Mike Wright, who, you know, the Vanderbilt transfer, hasn't been very good. Scored 3 points against Kentucky, scored 13 points versus Auburn, and scored 7 points against Arkansas. Pretty dang bad for an offense. And those aren't great teams either. So They threw in the true freshman Chris Parson late in the game against Kentucky. He showed some flashes enough to where, you know, their head coach Zach Arnett's thinking, okay, well, maybe we play that guy. So it could be three different guys that you're preparing for if you're the Aggies. So yeah, a lot of uncertainty with this game for sure.
Makes it challenging, and this is something Jimbo Fisher talked about quite a bit this week. It makes it a bit challenging to prepare if you're Texas A&M, and you know you're preparing for. I've had a chance to watch Chris Parson a lot in the high school 7-on-7 format, because you know Texas high school football fans will probably remember that he started at Duncanville and played at Duncanville before bouncing around to some different schools before ending up at Mississippi State, was committed at one time to Florida State too. And so a guy that really athletic, really mobile, sometimes can struggle with like decision-making and putting the ball up for grabs, but a guy that I think can challenge you with his legs. And so that's a dynamic A&M has to prepare for, and a little different than you get with Will Rogers and maybe even Mike Wright a little bit is, you know, you're not sure what to prepare for. And so Jimbo Fisher talked about that really being a challenge in terms of how do you invest your time? What do you actually study? And from an A&M standpoint, getting, you know, it's they've got the same sort of, you know, advantage a little bit on Jalen Henderson and Max Johnson are two different quarterbacks. Obviously, I think production would probably drop off, it's safe to say, between Max Johnson, just because he has more experience playing in the SEC, and Jalen Henderson obviously is a guy that hasn't played a lot. But you had a chance to talk to some people around him and get familiar with him. What should A&M fans expect if Jalen Henderson's out there? What are they kind of getting in Jalen Henderson?
It's easy to forget that a lot of A&M fans just don't really know a lot about this kid. So I wanted to kind of look into his background and hey, who is this kid? And it's easy to forget, but he was recruited by the coaching staff that is now at Washington, Kalen DeBoer and all those guys there. That was who recruited him. So they certainly saw something in him. And then it's not like he'd followed them to Washington because they already had Michael Penix, but then he gets a new coaching staff on board pretty much immediately when he gets at Fresno State. And you know what happens with new coaching staffs. If you're not their guy or if you don't fit their scheme, you may not play. And I think he was holding out hope and trying to get some time, and it just never quite worked out for him. You know, he's also a kid who was growing up in high school during the whole COVID thing. So it's been hard for him to kind of get those reps, those game reps that – you need for your development. And that's been kind of the sticking point with him is, hey, he's shown the talent. He certainly did enough to impress these coaches that are doing great things now at Washington. He just hasn't had the game reps to really develop as a quarterback. And you know, I remember watching him in preseason, and he's way bigger than you'd think. He's 220. I mean, he looks like a linebacker a little bit. Like he's, I think, 6'2", 6'3", but he's 220. Really built, looks much bigger than the other quarterbacks at A&M. I know Max Johnson, what is he, like 215?
He's 215, yeah.
He's pretty big too. But this guy's just a lot more stocky, I guess. But besides that, he can still run around. But I think mechanically and just seeing the defense and all those sort of things, he's got to kind of develop his game. But anyway, I think with him, you're throwing him into a situation where, I mean, it's not like Mississippi State's a world beater, but are you going to have Evan Stewart? Are you going to have Le'Veon Moss? Your offensive line hasn't played very well. So you put him in a situation where it's not going to be super easy to succeed. And so for A&M, can they tweak their offense around them? Can they make it a different offense that we've seen under Max Johnson? Can they get the ball out of his hands quick? Can they get it to, you know, Anaya Smith and the key playmakers in this offense? Or is it going to be kind of what we've seen with Max Johnson, where you're holding on the ball too long and you're getting hit left and right, and you know, you're kind of putting your quarterback at risk from a health perspective. That's where I'm wondering what we'll see in this game, because if you were me, you've got to tweak your offense around this kid. You've got to make it as easy as possible for him. And if it's same old, same old, I don't see – he has a low percentage chance to succeed if you're not tweaking around him.
No doubt. And for those – obviously, Jimbo Fisher kind of talked about it next. If Max Johnson's not able to play Jalen Henderson, then you got Marcel Reed as well, who's a true freshman. So that's what the quarterback – depth chart kind of looks like from an A&M standpoint. And be sure to stay tuned to Gig'em 24/7 for updates on Max Johnson as game time approaches and what things look like during warmups when we start to get a bit bigger picture. We're going to talk because this is a chance for A&M to kind of get over a bit of a bugaboo. The Mississippi schools have been a challenge, to say the least, for Texas A&M. So we're going to touch on that after the break and look ahead to the overall significance of this game for the Aggies, for the Bulldogs, and look ahead to a challenging stretch beginning for basketball as well. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after a quick break.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Oh. Welcome back into the Gig'em 24/7 Sports Podcast. I am Andrew Hattersley, joined by Carter Carls. Carter, Mississippi, that these schools have been a bit of a challenge for Texas A&M. Obviously, A&M's coming off a loss to Ole Miss last weekend, 38-35. Played well in stretches, but as Jimbo Fisher said all week, and as we've talked about on these podcasts, not good enough to get over the hump. And dropped games to both schools the past 2 years, six straight losses overall to the Mississippi schools. From a Mississippi State standpoint, they need to win two of their last three to get into a bowl. Their next 2 weeks are probably their best shot at being able to do that, A&M and then an FCS opponent, and then before closing out the season against Ole Miss. A&M, it's Mississippi State, Abilene Christian, and LSU to close out the year. A&M needs one more win to become bowl eligible, but I think they're looking to, you know, try to string together a couple wins and head into Baton Rouge with a little bit of momentum. From your standpoint, obviously different coaching staff this year following the passing of Mike Leach, and going to look different from that standpoint. But, you know, from what you've kind of been able to see and gather, what has caught A&M in these games that they have been able to get by the Mississippi schools?
And well, it's been different teams, different seasons. I mean, last season it was not being able to defend the run at all. Quinshon Judkins just kind of ran rampant on them. This season it was the secondary that really messed up. Yeah. Part of it's the defense, part of it's the road streak. I mean, it all started November 2021 at Ole Miss, 29-19 loss for the Aggies. That's where a lot of, you could argue, Jimbo Fisher, just his time here, that's where it started to go downhill. That was sort of a turning point, because up to that point, you had the 2020 season, you had beaten Bama in 2021, and that's where it kind of started, the 9-game losing streak on the road and the 6-game losing streak against the Mississippi schools. Were you going to say something?
I was going to say, if you remember, that Ole Miss loss on the road had come off the top 15 win where A&M beat Auburn. I think it was 20-3 at home. And I think at that point, I think 7-2, right? They would have, that got them to 7-2. And then, you know, the lost Ole Miss, just to your point, that's to bring people back up to speed on what you're kind of mentioning. That was kind of that Ole Miss loss, that coming off the Auburn 20-3 win, where they were top 15 in the polls and kind of went from there.
Yeah. And I mean, you think about the Mississippi schools, I think that's the most frustrating, even under Kevin Sumlin, for Aggie fans, because you lose to LSU, you lose to Alabama, like, okay, they're reeling in top five classes, they're always really good, great teams, great talents, some pretty good coaches. But Mississippi, it's like, come on, man, these guys have like the 25th most talented roster in the country. How are you losing to these game schools every year? Like, that is awful. When you have this talent differential, you should not be losing these schools to begin with. And to lose to them six times in a row is a joke. I mean, you go down the list, and there are so many, like, bad trends, bad streaks under Jimbo. The 9-game losing streak, not beating a ranked team on the road since 2016, the Mississippi schools. It's just another one of them to put on the list. And, you know, fortunately, I think for A&M, it's going to end this season. I think Mississippi State is a total mess. They haven't figured it out against Lane Kiffin. They're 0-3 now against him. Mississippi State has been a real thorn in their side, though. 5 of the last 7 they've lost to them. So they have not figured it out against Mississippi State under this current regime. But I think they will. I think they've got enough to get this win. And, you know, you win this game, you win against Abilene Christian, you're 7-4. You go into LSU, maybe you're like, man, if we could beat them, you get to 8-4 in the bowl game. But you got to beat Mississippi State first. And I think A&M fans, they want to see that dominant win. You know, you saw it in some of the games earlier this season, but not really lately. The South Carolina game was kind of ugly. And I just think when you're playing an inferior opponent that may not have its quarterback, doesn't have a very good coach. I mean, the guy's probably going to get fired after this season, was put in a terrible situation, but this is a team you got to beat by like 30 points. I know the spread's like
17 and a half. Yeah.
This team sucks. Like Auburn beat them by 14. Kentucky beat them by 21. Like they're losing to bad teams by multiple scores, especially without their Will Rogers. You got to beat this team by a lot. Even if Jalen Henderson's your quarterback, you should be winning this by a few touchdowns. I don't think that's going to happen, though. I'm predicting a low-scoring snooze fest. I think I had 16-9 as my final prediction. A&M has way too much talent to lose this game. It's just even at Max Johnson, a healthy Max Johnson, had trouble with this offense. Still had trouble with a healthy Max Johnson. So what would they look like with a banged-up Max Johnson or a guy who was a quarterback at Fresno State and couldn't win the starting job? I mean, I think Henderson's got some tools and could develop, but you're throwing him in a tough situation here, especially if Evan Stewart doesn't play. So I think for A&M, you want to see him dominate, but this might just be a kind of survive and get out of it game. Then you can beat Abilene Christian, and maybe you can hope that Max Johnson comes back against LSU and you can have some momentum going in that game. But right now, I think it's a matter of kind of surviving this one.
Yeah, I think it's on, you know, if the defense can make a couple plays to try to, you know, create some short fields, maybe get a special teams play in there. I think that's what's got to happen to get it done. And then if you look at this running game got going a little bit in the second half against Ole Miss, you know, the offensive line created some holes. And I think that was a really good sign. That was really positive. I think you need more of that as well to really get this done. But big night overall, just to close things out, you're going to have a lot of your top targets back in town. Gabriel Relaford is going to be in town as A&M tries to hold off USC, LSU. Don't know if and right now it doesn't sound like Draylen Miller or Terry Bussey is going to be there, but you still want to, you know, I'm sure they're still going to be watching, and you want to be able to put that good performance on the field if you can. Dalen Evans, a lot of your commits are going to be back in town, so you know, big night from that standpoint as well, to just put a good performance on the field and go from there. Before we close it out, got to touch on SMU, on Texas A&M as well. Playing Ohio State tonight, then got a trip to SMU, Oral Roberts after that, and then it's the ESPN Events Invitational. Tough November. Buzz Williams has talked about that quite a bit, that from a travel perspective with the trips to Ohio State and SMU. You know, what do you think we're going to kind of learn about this Aggies team over the next week or so?
Man, I'm so excited to watch these games. We're going to learn a lot about this Aggie team, and it's a real treat. I mean, it's almost like you've been, when you compare it to the last few years, it's like you're being gifted two seasons, because A&M before January, they really didn't like have a schedule. So it's going to be fun to see all these games. They hadn't won a quadrant one game in non-conference play under Buzz Williams. You'd like to think Ohio State will be quad one, but they didn't make the tournament last season, so we'll see just how good they are. We'll see how good they are this year, but you're going to have some opportunities. You got Virginia on the road. You do have the ESPN Events Invitational, where you got Penn State, Florida Atlantic would potentially be your opponent in the next round. Memphis is coming to town. Oral Roberts is a team that, you know, has gone far in the tournament. So, man, Houston. How did I forget Houston?
Houston, but yep.
There are just so many fun games for this team. I think they're built for it. Not a lot to take from the season opener, but you were encouraged by what you saw from the transfers and Eli Lawrence and Jace Carter. Very encouraged by what Hayden Effner showed. Still not great that they don't have Julius Marble, but I'm telling you guys right now, Solomon Washington, I'm saying remember the name. You guys already know his name, but
Yeah.
Remember me saying this, he is going to take a major step up this season and in the years to come. I think he's going to be a star for the Aggies. Maybe not this year, but I think he is building toward it. I think he's on a, I don't want to say the same ascension, but the similar ascension as Wade Taylor was, where, you know, didn't show a lot early on, made a lot of mistakes, had some no, yes to him. I think Solomon Washington is starting to grow into that player who is shedding the bad habits and, you know, becoming that all-around great player that you want. Gives them energy off the bench. Anyway, gonna learn a lot more about this team, though. I also should mention I got a story on Ethan Fisher, Jacob Fisher's son. Got to talk to him about his verbal commitment to Samford and how everything's going with his Fanconi anemia. Really enjoyed that conversation. He was really great, really open with me, and I really appreciate it. I think we're going to meet up before the game tomorrow and just kind of catch up. So been great to get to know him this week, and I encourage you guys to watch, or to not watch it, read it.
Read it. They definitely encourage reading it. A big time congratulations to him. I don't think there's a soul listening to this, watching this, reading the story that isn't happy for him and his story and what he's overcome to get to this point. Just an awesome story. So big time congratulations to him. And on your Solomon Washington note, Buzz Williams certainly agrees. He talked about that this week, that he kind of sees the same sort of growth and ceiling for Solomon Washington. You know, said he's not quite the scorer that Wade Taylor is, different players, obviously, but he thinks that same sort of ceiling is ahead as well. So I'm going to go ahead and close this out and wrap this up. But big thank you to everybody for tuning in and watching this. As a reminder, if you have not, please hit that subscribe button, hit that like and share button. It helps us out a lot. And helping to promote this show, and we thank you guys for listening. And if you're subscribed on the Apple iTunes and Spotify, you'll get a notification every time a new podcast drops. So definitely be sure to do that as well. And we will be back next week to look ahead to Abilene Christian and also back on the Mississippi State game. But be sure to stay locked in to Gig'em 24/7 and have a great weekend, everybody. And we will see you guys soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.